Blog Talk Radio.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, God. We welcome you today, Father God. We ask that you come right now, Holy Spirit, and just have your way in this service right now. Touch every heart, touch every mind, and God, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, to hear from you right about, oh God. Lord, we come to be changed this morning, oh God. We come to be the same. Hallelujah to your name, God. My God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for your word, your God, praise, glory, and honor. Come on, church. Your lines are open. Come on and praise with us right now. Give God all praise, glory, and honor. Amen. Stand to your feet and just thank God for what he's done, what he's doing, and what he's about to do in your life right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Thank you, Father. If you want change today, if you want to be delivered today, open up your mouth right now. Don't let the devil silence your way.
My God,
because of you, hallelujah, and now ourselves we are saved. My Lord.
Thank God.
Oh,
this is a new day, new morning.
come before God together.
Amen.
Touching and agreeing on it. The Bible says, when there are two of them gathered, yet is that touching and agreeing that is in the midst. So we just thank God for being in the midst this morning. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Just thanking God for doing a new thing. We pray that God do a new thing. Amen.
Amen.
God is definitely doing a new thing. Amen.
Amen.
But do you see what God is doing? Can you see the new thing that God is doing in your life? Amen. See, the enemy comes to blind you. The enemy comes to take you out present. I want you to know today, right now, that God is doing a new thing in you right now. Even while you're going through the trials and tribulations and not understanding, but by and by.
Hallelujah.
My God, my God, my God. There's a testimony brewing. Guess what? We're all on testimony this morning.
Right.
You know why? Because we're still here. There's God's miracle working power is working on the inside that keeps us. It ain't nothing that you did that to keep you through the night.
Come
because your heart could have stopped beating. Your brain could have shut down. And your whole body could have shut down. You could have been gone. You ever heard the saying that say, oh, I woke up dead.
Yeah.
Oh, I woke up there. How you wake up there? My God, my God. So we can thank God. Just know that right now you are a testimony. Amen.
Amen.
You're a walking, living, breathing testimony of the one true God. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm just excited.
Hallelujah.
I want you to know that you're deserving because Jesus said it and he did it on the cross. He made you deserve it and he made you worthy of God right now.
Amen.
So you give my praise, Lord. And don't let the enemy shut you up. Don't let put you in a place to have you hiding and say, I'm just going to stay right here. I'm going to stay out.
Yeah.
No, 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 no. You know what God said? Get out. You get out. Well, I say, get right here and go.
Yeah.
Get right here and go. See, we just got to trust God in every situation. Amen?
Amen.
As you can see, I'm excited. I'm going to find a place for me.
Hallelujah.
I've decided
look
I'm going to stay in a place of grateful. Just being grateful.
Hallelujah.
Being grateful. Can we stay there and grateful?
Yes. Yeah.
Gratefulness.
Stay right there.
Stay right there. So you know what I want to do this morning? I want to welcome everybody. I want to open up the line.
Okay.
And I just want to welcome you all. It's our first year. I'm excited.
Yeah, let's
and
do it.
My husband said, we used to do the show, the preaching of Pastor You All show Monday through Friday, and with the song called Set Me Free, and I would be, set me free.
Yeah.
She was like, how do you love to see me do? When that song came out, I'd be so excited about being free. And I really would be in there going, I'm free. Anybody that tuned into those shows, you know, be so excited because I felt free.
Right.
Nothing
right.
like being free. You know,
right.
well, once our mind is free, we are set free.
That's the goal.
Because that's we're bound down in our mouth.
Yeah.
And I'm right. bound down in our mouth.
Right.
So welcome. I want to welcome Evangelist Kimberly Welfer. God bless you. Welcome, sister, and your whole family.
Yes.
To Sunday service.
Welcome.
Oh, thank you. God bless y'all. God bless y'all. Welcome.
Hallelujah.
God bless y'all.
Looking
forward
we just
to have a wonderful
service. Amen. We want to welcome everybody this morning because we know it's everybody's first time here at 7 a.m. and it's our first time. So we want to just open the line. We're going to go to each line. You all don't be afraid. We're just going to say welcome. Amen. We know who you are already because you are all our regulars. So just going to go through those that we do know, those that we don't know, those that are online we can't see. We welcome y'all to our 10 o'clock service. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. That is Kimberly Ruffer, your husband, Andre Ruffer, your daughter, Shakira, your son, Andre Ruffer Jr. God bless you, all your house, your home, all that you have, and all that you will have. We decree and declare today together that you are blessed, and everything that's attached to you and about you is blessed. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we right now that you will have favor with God and with mankind. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that your name will be put to the top of the list. Amen. That you will see unquestionable miracles. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that your blessing, you're going out, your blessing, you're coming in. Amen. Blessing the in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth,
yeah.
And there's nothing you can't do because God is in you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. We pray that God would just open up the windows of heaven and pour our blessing upon our house. So go
yes, God.
In the mighty name of Jesus,
yes.
We call every blessing in your hand.
Right
we just ask that blessing will you down. Your great grandchildren,
This morning to be here in attendance. I made sure that I wasn't going to miss it. I set my alarm in case I got to stirring around the house and, you know, got behind. So I'm glad my little alarm went off and I ran over here and I said, good, I'm on time.
Amen.
I'm glad. Just happy to be here today.
We're happy to have you. Yes. We're so happy to have you. God is doing a new thing. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ and that God will continue to bless you, that God will continue to work miracles. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that you have favor with man and woman and children. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that God will honor every last one of your steps and that they will
Amen.
Be blessed. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray that God will continue to strengthen you, that God will give you a supernatural strength. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That cannot be denied. Amen.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in the name of your children be blessed, your grandchildren. Children. In the name of Jesus Christ, because God has made you a blessing, that God will continue to speak through you, amen. That you will speak with the boldness and the confidence of the Holy Spirit of the living God, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of never may your hands be blessed. Whatever you put your hands to, for the Lord our God, amen, may prosper in grace, amen. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God be the glory. God bless you. God
bless
you. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. We love love you. We thank God for you. Amen.
Amen.
You just praying that God will make a way that you won't be able to, that you won't have to work on the Sunday. Amen. That
Amen.
You'll be able to take this day off from the Lord our God and worship. Amen. With no hindrance. Amen. In the name of Jesus
Amen.
Christ. I'll be praying for increase, financial increase. Those of us that are out there having to work two or three jobs. Amen. We pray right now that you will hit just one job and it will be sort of the suffice to cover all that
That's
you need
right.
and more in the name of Jesus
right.
Christ. So we pray for the more today. Amen.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I'm now just doing a fine favor with the hiring manager. Amen.
Amen.
And human resources that
Amen.
Increase your pay. Amen.
Amen.
So God is able. I want you to know that God is able.
Right.
He will send money from the east, the south, from the north, the south, the east, and the west.
Yes.
Amen. He will put your name on the list that you
Amen.
Can show nothing about. Amen. So
Amen.
We can pray the crowd financial blessings right here.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Promotion
right here.
Right.
Divine connections, amen.
Yeah.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ,
yeah.
your business will be blessed right now. That
yeah.
you don't go out your home to work for nobody,
right.
amen. That you will be an entrepreneur, amen.
Right. You have been working for you.
Amen. We will declare entrepreneurship upon every member in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Every financial need is met right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ,
there's
no lack in your home, amen. Matter of fact, you
yeah.
have an overflowing of blessings, financial blessings right
amen.
Now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We decree, so let us come together, let us touch and agree right
yes,
now, brothers
right
and sisters,
now.
Right now, that it is so, and it
yes,
shall come out of the way. In Jesus' name we pray,
yes.
seal it with the blood, we seal it with
amen.
The blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and it's in Jesus' name we pray, to God be the glory,
yes.
amen. Everything that you're asking God to do, concerning your finances, concerning your health, concerning
amen.
Your children, concerning your marriage, concerning your business, whatever it is, your work right
yes.
now, we decree the crown victory over it right now, in the mighty name
yes.
of Jesus
amen.
Christ of Nazareth, and it shall be. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
I receive that.
I receive that.
I'm going to receive that myself.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Going into that.
Amen. Glory to God.
Into that.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You all, today is first Sunday, so we're taking communion. But in the Celebrate service, you all, we will have communion every Sunday at the 10 a.m.
Right.
service. The washing and the renewing of it, because we come to be changed. We
Amen.
Come for God to do a new thing. So every Sunday morning at our
Amen.
10 a.m. service, we will have communion. So if you would go ahead and grab your things for communion, you all,
Amen.
We're going to play. Should we play a song for everybody to be able to get it, the communion and everything together? If you have it already, amen, we can give you a moment here. Let us give you a couple of minutes here. You ought to grab your stuff. We're going to play one song selection, and we'll be right back here. We're ironing out the kinks of our communion. And we were ironing out our kinks of our 10 a.m. service. Okay, Pastor Man is going to bless us while you all grab your communion, amen, and then we're going to go right in, grab your cracker, grab your grape juice, or whatever it is that you use for communion at this time that represents the body and the blood of Christ, amen, so go ahead and grab it as we have our communion. I'm always excited about our communion, amen. I hope you all are hearing me just clear today, amen. Hallelujah. So you all go ahead and grab that while Pastor Man is going to lead us in by song while you grab your cracker and your juice. Amen.
Amen. We thank God. Okay. The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power because it reaches to the highest mountain and it flows through the lowest valley. Oh, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. Because it soothes my doubts and calms my fear. And it dries all my tears. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never because it reaches to every highest mountain, flows to every lowest valley. Oh, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose. It will never lose. It will never lose His power. Hallelujah. We thank you for your blood. And we thank you, Father God, that you've given it to us. And we have your power in the mighty name of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus can reach every high mountain that you will ever see in your life. Nothing but the blood of Jesus can reach every low valley that you ever have to walk through, that you ever have to be in your life. We thank you for your blood, Christ Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we just say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
If you have your cracker and you have your juice this time,
hallelujah,
we're going to go ahead and take our communion. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank Pastor Manning for that song, the blood
that
gives me strength.
Hallelujah.
Today.
Yeah.
Never lose
its power.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Right now.
Thank you.
The blood.
Yes.
Will never.
Hallelujah.
Lose its power.
My.
If it reaches.
Yeah.
To the highest.
That's right.
Mountain.
Nothing too low.
And it flows to the lowest valley.
Nothing too low for me.
Hallelujah. Are you doing? Yes, God. The Bible says, amen. When we turn to the book of Luke. Scripture reads in Luke chapter 22, you all, 22 verse 14 through, says, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them, with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took the bread, gave thanks, and broke it. And he gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11:27, that whosoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and of the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself, so let each of us examine ourselves now. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us for all of our sins. For all of our transgressions, for all of our iniquities, for all of our trespasses, and cover each of us with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse each of us of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we're now able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord, that you had went to the cross for us, that Jesus, that you took our sins, you took our transgressions, you took our iniquities, and you took our trespasses to the cross with you. We thank you that we took this piece of bread in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for our sins and our transgressions and our trespasses. Lord Jesus, we love you. We remember your suffering, how you were beaten and nailed and spit upon, whooped and crucified for each of us,
your body was broken, so our bodies may be healed. We thank you that with your stripes, we are healed. In the name of Jesus Christ, dear Jesus, we thank you for loving us, for touching us, and for healing us. We thank you that you took this bread and you broke it. You said, take, eat. This is my body, which was broken for you, and partaken in faith. In the name of Jesus, you may eat.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
I just try and take your juice in your hand.
Amen.
Amen.
Dear Jesus, we thank you that your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, Jesus took the cup. And he said to his disciples, this is the blood of the new covenant shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you shed your blood for us. And your blood is our atonement. It justifies us. It sanctifies us. It redeems us and cleanses and washes away all of our sins, all of our iniquities, all of our transgressions, and all of our trespasses. And your blood, it heals us in the name of Jesus. We now take this cup in remembrance of you. You may drink. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray with thanksgiving, and everybody says amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. At this time, everyone, we're going to have our song selection here, and we'll be back for the message preached by Tawanika Manning. Pastor Manning. Amen. Stay right with us, you all. Come on in. Hallelujah. We just thank God.
Come on, right now, can you stand to your feet? And just enter in right now. Come on, just open up your mouths and begin to enter into his presence. I'm a living witness of what worship can do for somebody. Come on, that's it. Just open up your mouth and just love him right now. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. That's it. Come on, come on. Worship him tonight. I need some worshipers in here. That's it. Come on. I need some worshipers in here tonight. In spite of everything that I've been through, in spite of every test, of every trial, been stripped, been lied on, been cheated on, been broke, I'm still here. Come on, come on, come on. Enter in. Come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Hasharoboko shataya. We enter in, we enter in. Come on, I need some people who know how to worship him. We enter in, and we receive, your joy. Tonight, we enter in. Oh, yeah. We enter in. We enter in. We come into your gates with thanksgiving tonight. We enter into your courts with praise, Lord. We come to bless your holy name, Lord. Come on, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on, come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Oh! Somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on. We're entering tonight. Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on, come on. We didn't come to play church. We didn't come here to look at nobody. We come here to bless the name of Jesus. We enter in. We enter in. Oh, we enter in. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me. Yes, you did, Lord. I magnify your name, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Look at two or three people and say, I got to praise him. The whole lot of people said, I'd never make it. Judicial system wanted to put me away. Society gave up on me. Nobody trusted me. Nobody believed in me. But God! Yes, he did. Yes, he did. I got to breathe.
Yeah! worshiper out there that'll join me. Come on, let him know that you're hungry for him, that you're longing for him, that you're thirsty for him. Oh, oh yeah. So lift your voice and say, I can't live without. Lord, I need you. Yeah, oh, glory. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I need a deliverer to give right. I need you. I need you to come.
Shekinah glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, come on out, Rekodoma. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 We need your glory.
Amen.
Your Shekinah glory.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Well, we thank everyone for being here with us this morning. You know, this first Sunday that's in March. You know, God have blessed us to be able to have a morning service. So we thank God for blessing us to have an early morning service, and thank each and every one of you for being in attendance in the mighty name of Jesus. So we've made it to the message part of the service that will be delivered to you by my beautiful wife, Pastor Tawanika Manning, this wonderful anointed woman of God. So we thank God for her, and prepare yourself to receive the word of God. Amen. Wait, Pastor.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Welcome everybody once again to the 10 o'clock service. I'm so excited. Amen. Like I stated earlier, I'm in a place of gratefulness. Amen. Just thanking God for what he's already done and what he's doing and what I'm expecting God to do. Amen. Knowing that it's already done. Trusting God's way and God's plan and purpose for my life. Amen. I suggest you do it for yourself. And I always say, why not? Amen. You all, I'm working with a new mic system today, so let me know if I'm am I loud and clear. Amen. Because I want to make sure you all get the message. I know previously sometimes you all said I can't hear you, it's a little muffled, so I got a headset on today, so I'm hoping that this is better for you all. Amen. If I can get someone to just press one out there, let me know if it's clear on your end. Where you are, Pastor Manning is giving me the okay. Do I have anyone out there else can tell me if I'm clear so we can proceed? Amen. I got another, so I got you. Well, there are two or more gathered. Amen. So I thank God. Thank you. Sister Miller and Sister Lanza's Reverend. Thank you, Pastor Manning. Let's go. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord, for one more time. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, that you allowed us to be here to receive on today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So, Father God, we come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. We come to you with a heart of thanksgiving. Amen. We thank you for all the good things in our life, for you are the creator of all things good. Father, we thank you for your presence right now, for in your presence. Presence is the fullness of our joy, and in your presence we are complete and whole. And we thank you, Lord God. In your presence we have purpose, because because of your presence, we are glad to be here. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your plan that we might have a full life and enjoy it and have it in abundance to overflow. And Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your provision that all our needs are met according to your riches and glory, that we may prosper in all areas of our life, even as our soul prospers, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your protection, that your perfect love casts out all fear, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your peace, amen, the peace that surpasses all understanding, the peace that keeps us calm and secure through adversity, the peace that leads us through all the storms that come into our lives. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for life in your presence, in it right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, have mercy on your children, oh God. Oh, Lord, hear our prayer today, oh God, as we turn, oh God, to you, oh God. Heal our land in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, mighty God, come, Lord God, come, Lord Jesus Christ, take your rightful place up on the throne of my life right now. I give it all over to you for eternity, and I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life, fully and completed, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you as your minister. I decrease so that you may have all the increase in me right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I decree and declare you to be on the throne of my life and over all areas of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith in all, through all, and above all of my life. In the name of Jesus Christ, let thy kingdom come, oh God. Let thy will be done on earth. Oh Lord, let us receive our daily bread right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, that our spiritual bellies may be full. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
Heavenly Father, we ask that you let the glory of the Lord rise upon each of us right now in 10 o'clock service. According to Isaiah 60:2, we ask you, Lord, to arise over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. I'm not going to keep you too long this morning. My Lord, my God, let all be effective in the name of Jesus Christ. The message on today is God is faithful to forgive. A lot of us are dealing with unforgiveness. A lot of us have not forgiven ourselves because we feel like we've been doing it so long and we should know better, but we keep falling to the same schemes and trickery of the enemy. But I want you to know today that God is faithful to forgive. There's someone that's out there that's saying, God ain't going to forgive me for this. I can't seem to get over this hurdle in my life. I seem to repeat the same cycle over again. See, God is tired and sick and tired of me at this point. But the Bible tells me that God is faithful to forgive. He is not like man. Amen. So today the message goes forward. God is faithful to forgive. Yes, you, sister.
Amen.
Yes, you, brother. I asked God, what will be the word on today? He said, let my children know I am faithful and just to forgive.
Amen.
When we look in the book of 1 John 1:9, if you follow me, hallelujah,
amen.
Glory to God. If you're following me this morning, the Bible says in 1 John 1:9, amen, the Bible says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, amen. Let me say that again. He is faithful, hallelujah. But what do we have to do first? We have to confess our sins. We have to confess our sins. See, confession is supposed to free us to enjoy fellowship with Christ. Amen. It should ease your conscience and lighten our cares. Amen. But some Christians do not understand how it works. See, they feel so guilty that they confess the same sins over and over. Then they wonder if they might have forgotten something. Amen. See, other Christians believe that God forgives them when they confess. But will you be that Christian today? But if they died with unconfessed sins, they would be forever lost. See, these Christians do not understand that God wants to forgive us. See, he allowed his beloved son to die just so he could offer us pardon. Amen. See, when we come to Christ, he forgives all the sins we've committed or will ever commit. Amen. See, we don't need to confess the sins of the past all over again. And we don't need to fear that God would reject us if we don't keep our slate perfectly clean. See, of course, we should continue to confess our sins, but not because because failure to do so will make us lose our salvation. See, our relationship with Christ is secure. Instead, we should confess so that we can enjoy maximum fellowship and joy with him. See, true confession also involves a commitment not to continue in sin. See, we wouldn't be genuinely confessing our sins to God if we plan to commit them again, if we just wanted temporary forgiveness. See, we should also pray for strength to defeat temptation the next time we face it. Amen. I'm going to tell you again, God is faithful to forgive. See, if God has forgiven us for sins because Christ did, why must we confess our sins? That is a question. See, admitting our sins and receiving Christ's cleansing, we are one agreeing with God that our sin truly is sin and that we are willing to turn from it. And two, ensuring that we don't conceal our sins from him and consequently from ourselves. And three, recognizing, hallelujah, our tendency to sin and relying on his power to overcome it. But do you believe? Because it's all about your belief, amen? When you receive Christ, you receive change. And those things that you used to do, you don't do no more. The Bible said, hallelujah, when we're in Christ, we'll become a new creation in Christ, new creatures in Christ, new men and women of God in Christ, amen? Hallelujah. God is saying today, amen, my children, my son and my daughters, I am faithful and just to forgive, amen? In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. Hey, come on there, everybody. See, the Bible says in Romans 3:23, hallelujah. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
Amen.
I'm going to let that sit right there just for a second right there. Just for a minute right there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to say it again.
Hallelujah.
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
That's right. Amen.
That prophet, your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, your cousin, those that are holier than thou, help all. Come on, the Bible says in Romans,
all have sinned.
All have sinned. See, some sin seem bigger than others because the obvious consequences are much more serious according to man. Now, but this does not mean that because we do less of sin, we deserve eternal life. See, all sin makes us sinners, and all sin cuts us off from our holy God. All sin, therefore, leads to death because it disqualifies us from living with God, regardless of how great or small it seems. So don't minimize little sin or overrate big sin. They all separate us from God, but they all can be forgiven because God says, I am just to forgive. How is that so? See, he sent his only begotten Son.
Amen.
That who shall believe shall not perish but live. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. See, the word of God teaches that we need self-knowledge, you all. We need self-knowledge of most important kind, namely knowledge of our sin and misery. See, this does not mean that we attain this knowledge ourselves. In fact, only from the word of God do we learn that we are sinners. Apart from God's revelation, we would not know our true natural condition. And born in sin and inclined to all manners of evil, nor our true natural status, guilty and condemnable in the sight of God. Throughout our whole life, we will have to deal with the reality of sin. But when we look, you all, in the Bible, go back to 1 John, you all, 1 John, same chapter, chapter 1, you all, but verse 8, just the scripture right above 9, amen? The Bible says that if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we say this, then the truth is not in us. If I try to tell you that, then the truth is not in me. If my husband try to tell you that, then the truth is not in him. If my mother try to tell you that, then the truth is not in us. Because the Bible says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. See, here John was attacking you all, the second claim of a false teacher, that people had no natural tendency towards sin, that they had no sin, and that they were the incapable of sin. So this idea is at best self-deception, and it's worth a bald-faced lie, you all. The false teachers refuse to take sin seriously. I would be lying to you if I told you I never sinned, that I am perfect and I walk the walk all day long. The Bible tells us when we do this, we deceive our own self. Amen? That the truth ain't in us. See, here in the Bible, they wanted to consider Christians, but they saw no need to confess and repent. The death of Christ did not mean much to them because they didn't think they needed it. See, instead of repenting and being purified by Christ's blood, you all, they were encouraging sin amongst believers. So in this life, we are always capable of sinning, so we should never let down our guard.
Amen. Amen.
God is faithful, you all, to forgive. See, sometimes we as believers worry whether our sins are really forgiven, and particularly a sin against which we must struggle, that we struggle time and time again, but don't seem to make much headway in overcoming. It can make us wonder whether the Lord will really forgive us. But let me explain something to you. But they may focus you all on the words of the, let's focus on the words of the scriptures. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us of our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Yes. John speaks about confessing our sins without going into detail about what confession means. Amen. You will understand that this is an honest, amen, confession made with integrity, which means that we have broken a contrite heart and are heartily sorrow for our sins and fight against them. Hallelujah. God is not just interested in your words, y'all, but in the attitude of the heart. See, John says that if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive us of our sins. Notice carefully that John does not say that if we confess our sins, God will forgive us our sins. John says if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us of our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. See, this here, you all, this is a guarantee for the forgiveness of our sins, and it lies in God's faithfulness and justice. See, God is faithful, you all. Faithful.
Yes,
it's his promise of forgiveness.
Hallelujah.
You know, scripture records, amen, in many places, the promise of forgiveness, that promise even lies at the heart of the covenant, amen? See, and we know from scripture that God is faithful to his covenant promise, amen? He's faithful to his covenant promises. His words are spoken in truth and stand forever. God faithfully keeps his promise, amen, of forgiveness because he is the faithful one.
Amen.
He is the faithful one. God is faithful to forgive. See, God is also just. Just is the sense that he does what is right and good. This is closely connected with God's faithfulness, you all, because if God says he will do something, it is a matter of his justice that he will. Then he also does it. Amen. God sent his son in this world to pay the price of our sins. And since the price has been paid, God is his justice. Amen. Will not exact that price from us. Christ bore the wrath of God against our sins so that we may be filled with God's blessing. Amen. That's the reason I shout this morning. Amen. See, therefore, it is a matter of God's justice to grant us the blessing of forgiveness when we confess our sins.
Amen.
When we confess our sins, yes, you all, in his faithfulness and justice, God will forgive us of our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Amen? See, therefore, the guarantee of our forgiveness lies in the very fact of who God is, not who man is, not who you are, but who God is. He is the faithful and just one. Amen? So when we look at the book of Psalm 103, verse 12, you all, forgiveness means that as far as the east from the west, so far has he removed our transgression from us. Amen. See, John used the word for forgiveness, which is at its root meaning that notion of sending away. So when we confess our sins, God removes our sins from his sight so that he does not focus on them. They have been paid for by the atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Amen. That's the reason that shout high. Those of us that are still operating in unforgiveness because we have not forgiven ourselves. We have forgiven others, but we have not been able to forgive ourselves because the enemy has once again condemned us, put us in a place of imprisoning us in guilty, imprisoning us in shame, imprisoning us in condemnation. Amen. But God sent his son. Will you receive forgiveness on today and know that God is a just God to forgive? Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God. The Bible says in 1 John 2 and 2, and he himself is the propitiation of our sin, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world. See, God then applies to us, you all, the redeeming work of Christ. This is the reassuring aspect of finality in that word, forgiveness. Amen. You are forgiven, so be forgiven. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. But it's all about what you believe today, that Jesus did it all on the cross. My Lord, my God, that he shed his blood. It is the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, that covers you, amen, that washes you, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. This is not a reason to shout, glory, hallelujah. This is a reason to exalt his name. My God, my God. Oh, hallelujah, been messed up other people, Jesus. But God has forgiven you, amen. You can come out of that place that Satan has entrapped you in, imprisoned you in. You can come out today, be forgiven for your sins. Because the Bible tells us that God is just to forgive us of our sins. My God, my God. Let me understand this. See, to people who are feeling guilty and condemned, John offers reassurance. They know that they have sinned, and Satan called the accuser of the brethren, you all. In Revelation 12 and 10, it's the man in the death penalty. When you feel this way, don't give up. Don't give up hope, you all. The best defense attorney in the universe is pleading your case. Jesus Christ, your advocate, your defender is the judge. Son, he has already suffered your penalty in your place. That's a reason to shout this morning. Glory, hallelujah. How ain't nothing like showing up to the court system knowing that the battle is already won. See, you can be tried for a case that is no longer on the docket. You can show up and the judge say, dismiss. Why are you here? We don't even have your name on the docket. Who told you that you have been charged with something? My Lord, my God. I don't know if you ever been to court and your attorney tell you, you ain't got to show up. I'm going to go for you. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Lord, we thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God, for Jesus. Here it is. Come on now. United with Christ, you all. Hallelujah. You are as safe as he is. Don't be afraid to ask Christ to plead your case today because he has already won it. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. I don't know if you ever had to go to court for a ticket or something else, but knowing that God is, my God, he got all my shot tires. Jesus Christ, you all, is the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Amen. He can stand before God as our mediator because of his death penalty for our sins. See, Christ both, hallelujah, satisfied God's requirement and removed our sin. Amen. Hallelujah. In him, we are forgiven and purified. But I want you to understand again the word in him. The Bible said, if you be in me and I be in you, said, if you abide in me and I abide in you, see, this is the only way you are that we are forgiven and purified. My Lord, my God, if you be in Christ and Christ be in you, amen, you are forgiven. You are sure that he kind of victory. Victory, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Sometimes it's difficult to forgive those who have wronged us. Imagine how hard it would be to forgive everyone, no matter what they have done. See, this is what God has done in Jesus. No one, no matter what he or she has done, is beyond forgiveness. All a person has to do is turn So turn and receive Christ's forgiveness today and commit yourself, commit your life to Christ. That's all
Amen.
You got to do.
Amen.
Turn, turn and receive, turn and receive, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
What am I turning from, Pastor? What am I turning from? Turn
uh-huh.
from your sin and receive Christ's forgiveness, amen. Turn from
yeah.
your sin today,
amen.
Hallelujah, and receive Christ's forgiveness. For the Bible tells that God is faithful to forgive. See, God purifies
amen.
Us, you all, from all unrighteousness. When we confess our sins, he washes us so that we are clean. How many want to be cleaned up today? Amen. How many are tired of being filthy
amen.
And dirty? Amen. I want you to know that you can be cleaned up today. Amen. When we are forgiven, our robes are white because they have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. You can find this in Revelation 7:14. We are then whiter than snow, not by nature, but by the virtue of Jesus Christ's work. Amen. God looks
Amen.
At us as we are through faith in Jesus Christ. When we confess our sins, everyone, we are forgiven
yeah.
and purified
yeah.
people. We are forgiven and purified people. This is a matter of God's covenant faithfulness and justice. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Somebody shout glory. Somebody
glory.
Shout glory.
Glory.
Somebody
glory
shout
to
glory.
God.
Hallelujah. My
yes.
God, my
glory
God.
To
be
God.
Forgiven. Be set free. It is the trick
yeah.
of the enemy. And I'll close right here with the book of Isaiah. And I thank God for everyone today. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18 says, come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be
yes.
as wool. God says, come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Come now. Come now. God said, come now. I'm just and faithful enough to forgive you for all that you've done. Come. Get back up again. Come now. Come now.
Yes.
Come now. And let us reason
yes.
together, says the Lord. I want you to understand this, you all, as I wrap up here. Scarlet or crimson was the color of a deep red permanent dye. And its deep stain was virtually impossible to remove from clothing. The blood-stained hands of the murderers are probably in view here. See, the stain of sin seems equally permanent, but God can remove sins stain from our lives as he promised you to do for the Israelites. We don't have to go through life permanently soiled. God's word assures us that if we are willing and obedient, Christ will forgive and remove our most indelible stain. You all come. Come now.
Yes.
And let us reason together, says the Lord. Will there be one today?
Yes, there might be one. There might be one that realized that they are not living, you know, their life just upright and pleasing to the sight of God. You have
Jesus.
Not asked Jesus Christ
right.
to come into your life as your personal Lord
yes,
and Savior.
Lord.
Because of whatever reason, it could be the reason of what you're doing right now, what you already did,
yes, God.
Or what you're planning
Holy.
On doing. But come now, come now, come to Jesus while you still have time. There might be one,
yes,
just press one. We'll help you to pray this simple prayer of salvation. The best decision you can ever make in your life is to give
yes,
your life to God. That's the best decision you can ever make in your life, is give your life to God. But come while you still have time. While you have
yes,
time.
Lord.
God is faithful. He's a forgiving God. He don't look at you as being a failure. God does not look at you as being someone that's exiled. No, God have already given his life for you that you can be reconciled back to him. Come now. Pastor Tawanik and I will help you to pray this prayer of salvation. A simple prayer. There might be one. There might be one that have already confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord and Savior. You have already entered into the flock. You've entered into the fold, but you have gone astray. Some way, somehow, you find yourself being that old man or that old woman or talking those things or going in these old places, and you're looking for the shepherd to help you to get back. Maybe you might find yourself lost, you know, somewhere out here in this world. God is faithful. God is good. And he's ready for you to come back and be underneath this covenant of grace. Grace, grace. Just press one. It don't matter what it is. There's nothing too much that God hasn't already took care of it. But will you give it all over to God? Will you come out of that self of shame? Come out of that place of shame and condemnation. Will you come out of that place and ask God to forgive you? He's already forgiven you. But until you ask God, just you won't see it for yourself. Hallelujah. There might be one. Just press one. We'll pray with you. There may be one that may even be sick. Some type of sickness have came over them. And the Bible tells us if there's one that is sick, let them go to the elders. Let them anoint him and pray over him. His name, chapter 5, it says that. Come now. You may have gotten a bad report from the doctor. The doctor said that you have this and that you have that. But that ain't what God says. God says that you are healed. And he said, by his stripes, you are healed.
Yes,
now we'll help you. We'll help you get into that place of setting your mind. So releasing God's supernatural blessing, his healing over your body. Right now. Amen. There may be even one that's looking for a church home. Maybe you're not being fed at the place where you're at. Maybe you're not even in church at all. Maybe somebody told you that that the Gospel Public Ministry would be on at 10 a.m. and you decided to listen in just to see what was going on. Well, I tell you one thing, Pastor Tawanika and I, we would love to be your pastor. See, we're not going to be someone that's going to exalt ourselves. We're going to witness of what thus says the Lord. We're going to show you things what God has shown us. Love you in a supernatural way. Supernatural love. Not like the world loves you. There may be you. There might be one. Just press one.
Yes, sir.
God's good. Amen. Amen. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, that every single one, Father God, that hear you, every single one that have received you already, every single one, Father God, that may not have received you yet, but we thank you that you have already blessed them. You have already made that way for them. You have already paid the price in death. Christ has redeemed us from every curse of the law. Christ has redeemed us from sin and death. And we thank you, Father God, that all of our needs are met already. Already. It is already done. Because of your finished works on the cross. Though sometimes we may wake up in the morning and we just not feeling like our normal self. But we thank you, Father God, that your word that's in our mouth, your word that's in our hearts, when we open up our mouths and we open up our heart and we speak what thus says the Lord, we are redeemed. Hallelujah. And we confess that we are redeemed. We confess that we are healed and we are delivered and we are set free in the mighty name of Jesus. Plead your blood, Christ Jesus. We plead your precious blood. Because of your blood, we stand victorious. Victorious. Because of Jesus Christ, we have already obtained the victory. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. To God be the glory. And everybody says amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to have our tithes and offerings. You get your tithes and offering together.
Yes.
We'll pray over them right now. You send them over to Cash App, Pastor Chantel. That's Pastor Chantel, S-H-A-N-T-E-L-L.
Amen.
And Zeal, 346-719, Zeal, Z-E-L-L-E, if you have it, 346-719-49. Dear Jesus,
yes,
we thank you that you have blessed
yes,
us, oh God. Dear Jesus, make us an initiative for your kingdom on our tithes and offerings today, and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as
yes,
your children, we are the chief financial officer of your money as it comes to us. It is our responsibility to manage money and distribute our tithes and offerings as spiritual seed to help nurture and harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us appropriate our money, your money, Lord God, with dignity to uphold your holy
yeah.
heavenly banking system. It is our fidelity on you, O God, your honor. It's the wisdom of a spirit-kissed, generous heart. And we thank you, O God, that those that give today, that there will be no lack in their giving, O God. As they give, O God, that you will give it unto them, press down, want
yeah.
it to go. Press down, shake it together, run it over, that men will come and give it to their bosom. And Lord, we just want to say
yeah.
thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen,
yeah.
amen.
Amen.
We just
amen.
Thank God, you all, for one
Hallelujah.
More time. Amen. I want to say this
yeah.
as we get ready for our announcement. You all, we just want to make sure that we are being a blessing. Me and my husband, it's so important that we are being a blessing to all that is here in service.
Amen.
You all, if there is a need, if we can help, please let us. Amen. We
Amen.
Want to make sure we take
Amen.
Care of the house. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
God keep you at this time. I believe we'll have our announcement from Evangelist Kimberly Ruff. Go ahead, Evangelist.
Amen. Giving on to God, to our pastors, the Mannings, to everyone that's assembled and everyone that will assemble later on. Our church services announcements are as follows. Monday at 9 p.m. is intercessory prayer. Wednesday at 7 p.m. is Bible study. Thursday at 7 p.m. is midweek service. Sunday service is at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Special events are March 1st through 31st. Every Saturday at noon is Understanding the Holy Spirit. Our church line number is 845-277-9213. And our prayer line number is 732-434-2510. We're also having a special event with our pastors be involved in. It's a play called I Can't Stand My Family Members. It's going to take place March 27th at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time and the 28th at 5 p.m. And the location is Midtown Arts Center, 1423 Holman, H-O-L-M-A-N Street, and that's Houston, Texas, 77004. For information, you can call 346-719-3349. General admission is $35, and if you would like to get a pre-sale ticket, it's $25. So let's go and support our pastors and support all of the other cast members and have some fun and laughter. And also, we want to say happy birthday to our March birthdays. And March birthdays are Sharon Mackey, happy birthday, and Jamel Henderson. Happy birthday to you both. And these are the announcements for today. And God bless you. Have a blessed rest of your day.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Evangelist Jeffrey. God bless you. God keep you. I do need to add to those announcements. Evangelist, I've got so much going on here. In June, you all, mark your calendars. If you're all able to come out, we'll send you over the information here, the flyer. I will be elevating the office of an apostle. So right now, I wear the title of apostle designate. But come June 25th, 26th, 27th weekend, I will
yeah.
be officially affirmed in the office of an apostle. Look at God.
Amen.
Amen. And we'll get you that information if y'all want to attend the convocation. Amen. God bless, God keep. At this time, we release the pastor's blessing. I am just so excited about what God is doing in this 10 o'clock service. You all, I'm just grateful. Amen. We bless you all to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you here at the Gospel Public Ministry to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. Yeah. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended, hallelujah, to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in work. And it's in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen. Well, we definitely pray that the Holy Spirit has moved in every single one's life, every single one's heart and one's mind today. You know, I know I've definitely been blessed. So
Amen.
We say, you know, God bless you. You know, may God keep you in all of your ways. Now may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work, working in you, which is well and pleasing in his sight through Christ Jesus, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. God bless
you. God loves you more. Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Will you enjoy the rest of your day? Those will be on with us at 2 o'clock. We're back at 2 for our regular 2 p.m. service. And we just thank God for you. Remember, Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever. Of his saving grace on the streets of glory. Let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansions. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
One time,
oh, I just want to hear him say, oh, one time, Sing and shout, then I'll